make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
In light of the recent passing of comedian Joan Rivers, a lot of us may be wondering what we would do or our families would do if faced with potential medical malpractice. My next guest is the Director of Division of Law, Ethics, and Psychiatry at Columbia University. He is here to share with us our rights and what to do if we, again, or one of our loved ones is ever faced with medical malpractice. Dr. Paul Applebaum, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Doctor, can you start by giving us a definition between the or the difference between what is really medical malpractice versus negligence? I think a lot of people confuse the two.
Well, medical malpractice is a subcategory of negligence. Negligence occurs in everyday life when a person fails to behave in the way that a reasonable person in a similar situation would behave. Malpractice is the transfer of that concept into professional life so that physicians, lawyers, accountants, engineers, and other professionals are expected to behave not as a reasonable person would behave, but as a reasonable professional would behave. And when they fail to do that, that constitutes malpractice.
So you mentioned all these other specialties, and I don't think people realize that their accountant pays malpractice insurance, or they might know their attorney pays malpractice, but you never hear about these people getting sued. You only hear about the doctors. Can we get everybody else getting sued more often?
Well, lawyers are unlikely to be suing a lot of other lawyers in the
right.
near future. Obviously, in medicine, where people's bodily integrity and sometimes even their lives are at stake, the issue is more salient, and that, I think, accounts for the greater frequency of lawsuits alleging medical malpractice.
So you spoke a little about negligence. So let's say that I as a physician, do something to the patient, and it doesn't work out so well. I have a poor outcome, but I wasn't necessarily maliciously doing something wrong, but it just didn't work out the way it should have. Is that considered negligence? Can they sue me for malpractice?
Well, people can sue alleging negligence after any bad outcome. But the courts are pretty clear in saying that physicians are not what they call guarantors of a good outcome. When bad outcomes occur, there may be many reasons for them, and at least in principle, a physician should not be found liable for malpractice unless he or she truly was negligent, and that negligence resulted in the harm that the patient suffered.
So over the last few years, in many of the medical journals I read, there's been a subtle shift where it's advising doctors to use a word that we never used to say to patients, which is, I'm sorry. And because in the past, if we said, I'm sorry, we felt that that meant that we screwed up and we messed up. But sometimes now it seems that people are less likely to sue if the doctor actually gets in front of it and says, you know what, I'm sorry this happened, it didn't go so well. It's when the doctor doesn't say he's sorry and there's this anger that persists and that drives people to sue the doctor. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. There have been studies of people who have brought malpractice claims that have shown that very often the reason for the suit is a desire on the part of the patient or the family to find out what actually happened, and if something was done incorrectly, to get someone to admit and apologize for the error that was made. And so pilot programs have been launched in a number of hospitals in which physicians are encouraged, in fact, to acknowledge when errors were made and to apologize for those errors. The hospitals that have these programs will often then make an offer of some sort of financial compensation, although typically less than would be awarded in a malpractice suit. And the evidence shows that that can significantly reduce the rate of malpractice lawsuits that are brought in these facilities.
That is interesting. So the hospitals are actually realizing that it's okay for their doctors to become more human and admit and say, I'm sorry, and be empathic and not hide, basically.
And not just okay, but actually associated with reduced costs and better outcomes from a claims management perspective.
That is fascinating. Why did it take so long for them to realize that people just want to hear the words, I'm sorry? It's so easy.
It is, in principle, easy. You know, one of the obstacles has been the legal profession, to be frank. Hospital counsel, defense attorneys often counsel their clients to behave in exactly the opposite way. That is, never to admit anything, never to apologize, simply to stonewall, because anything that you say can be used against you in court. And although that's true, you're less likely to get to court, the evidence suggests, if you're more forthcoming at the beginning.
So how does somebody know that they are truly a victim of malpractice? Is it clear-cut, or is it really not clear-cut?
Oh, it's often not clear-cut. Somebody who has experienced a bad outcome may wonder whether that was because the physician did something that he or she should not have done, or simply because things sometimes go wrong, diseases evolve in unexpected ways, and adverse outcomes occur without any negligence having been committed. One good first step for someone in that position is to approach the physician. And simply to ask the question. And sometimes physicians are able to offer explanations that are quite reasonable as to why adverse outcomes occur.
That must be a very difficult conversation, though, for the doctor. Because, again, everything you mentioned earlier about how the doctor is trained to kind of hide, to not say anything that can be used in a court against him, makes it difficult to have a real conversation with the patient or their family. And I could see how the doctor would want to avoid that conversation, and it would spiral out of control into a malpractice case.
Yes, when the doctor does avoid that conversation or behaves in an overly defensive way, it sends a message to the patient or the patient's family that something may have been wrong here, and now we really need to find out what happened.
So we only have a few seconds. Do you think that the Joan Rivers case was a malpractice case, or just something that went horribly wrong, and probably she probably was doing something she probably didn't need to do anymore?
Yeah, you know, I think based on the information that's in the public record right now, it's just very difficult to know. But you can be sure, given her prominence, that there will be a very careful investigation, both regulatory and follow up with a suit if it seems indicated.
Well, Dr. Paul Applebaum, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.